You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, Wordsmith.
Hey, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Just sitting outside. I'm at my mum's place in Tauranga, sitting outside enjoying the sun. The neighbours have been blasting a bit of early 2000s R&B, though, which I haven't been enjoying so much.
You haven't been into it? You
don't like a bit of Chris Brown. Like, not a big fan, you know?
Fair enough.
I'm gonna stop now, so...
Great. Well, do you have a word for us?
I do. So, the word for today, I actually asked my mum for a suggestion, and she got very excited, and she gave me this word. It is the word erudite.
Erudite, yes.
Which is an adjective, and it means to have or to show great knowledge or learning, to be very scholarly with a great emphasis on knowledge gained from books. So it's kind of like, I guess, the book smart type of intelligence rather than like street smart or like emotionally smart. So you might say you had a very erudite discussion with an intellectual person about politics or like climate change or something. Or alternatively, a person themselves could be described as erudite. So maybe someone with a PhD or like a very esteemed lawyer. So that's, you know, really type of that scholarly type of smart.
Maybe someone that has a wide knowledge of Word and brings us a new one every week.
Potentially.
Great, erudite.
Erudite, yes. And also, so I can also tell you a little bit about the origin. So it comes from the Latin verb erudire, which means to teach. And then that in turn is based on the Latin word rudis, which means raw or unskilled, ignorant. So that's actually the source of our word, rude. So essentially being educated out of this unskilled, ignorant state means that you become erudite.
Oh, I quite like that. Nice little transition of the word through time.
Yeah. So that's my word for the week.
Beautiful. Thank you, Wordsmith. I hope that you
continue
soaking up that sunshine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.